A rain replay from 1993 coming up in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the Mid-South studio of the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, with the rain report for December 1st, 2018. We know that a number of our rain listeners live in very restrictive surroundings wherever you hear this podcast. As we approach the 28th anniversary of the rain report, it seems only appropriate to take you back to 1993, to the days when independent columnist Art Winterbauer, N0OQS, collected stories and tidbits about the art of being a condo communicator.
Welcome to Condo Communicator, a radio column devoted to those amateurs who, for various reasons, must configure their stations to operate from restrictive areas such as condos, apartments, townhouses, neighborhoods with outdoor antenna restrictions, ships and boats, mobile homes, or wherever they call QTH. My name is Art Winterbauer, and my call is N0OQS. The objective of this newsletter is to encourage us to investigate means of employing all of the modes available to us for as many different purposes as possible. We're interested in hearing from you who operate anything from CW to amateur television, packet to spread spectrum, sideband to FM on all of the amateur frequencies. Some of our cliff dwellers regularly handle traffic, participate in emergency drills, chase DX, or just rag chew. We'd like to hear from those who operate QRP as well as run a kilowatt from their loft. And, of course, all of you have had to come up with some interesting solutions to antennas that will fit into a tight corner yet effectively radiate a decent signal. And need it be said, while causing as little radio frequency interference to our neighbors as possible. I'll give an address where you can submit your stories of covert communications. For now, though, here are a few station descriptions. Kim, N5OP, cleverly hit a vertical dipole outside of his condo. With capacitance loading on both ends, it worked best on 40, 30, and 20 meters. A dipole turned on its side, Kim fed it with 450-ohm ladder line via a tuner. With 50 to 100 watts, Kim has worked a fair amount of DX. Kim painted the antenna the same color as the condo and installed it on a weekday morning. However, RFI was a dead giveaway, restricting operations to maintain cover. When Eric, WD8RIF, was sent overseas during Desert Shield and Desert Storm, he took along a small receiver for shortwave listening. Eric strung a 31-meter dipole between his tent and the next, but it was converted to a random-length wire after a windstorm. Upon returning stateside, Eric found a nice apartment. His landlord not only permitted antennas, but helped him install a 20-foot mast, which Eric used to support a 2-meter quad, a 2-meter ground plane, and a 10-meter dipole. Mike, KC7IT, reminds us that even satellite work is possible in restrictive circumstances. He once worked a ham in Hawaii via Oscar 13. The Hawaiian lived in a condo, and he used a freestanding tripod on wheels to support the satellite antennas and rotator. He merely rolled it out onto the driveway to operate. After all, your antennas don't have to be up high to hit a satellite. Living in a single-story townhouse topped with a flat roof, Howard, KE7QJ, installed a 30-meter inverted V with its center point only 7 feet high, so it would be hard to see from the street. He feeds this inverted V with ladder line and is able to work 10 through 40 meters thanks to a tuner. Howard runs 100 watts and is easy to hear, even over one neighbor's telephones, TV, and stereo. His neighbor's TV and stereo are hooked to cable. She lives in a two-story unit, and Howard believes her upstairs wiring is broadside to his inverted V. Howard's neighbor on the other side doesn't have his TV or stereo connected to cable and reports no interference, despite being located closer to the antenna. I've often wondered about RF coupling into adjacent wiring. be it cable TV, electrical wiring, or telephone lines. Perhaps some of us could reduce RFI by installing our wire antennas at a right angle to house wiring. But if you live in a unit like mine, almost surrounded by other buildings, no matter which way you run a wire, you'll run parallel to somebody else's wiring.
The voice of former Rain condo communicator Art Winterbauer, N0OQS, voicing one of his early columns he both wrote and voiced for the Rain Report in 1993. We'll conclude Art's column in a moment. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR. This is the Rain Report.
You're listening to The Rain Report from www.therainreport.com.
From his third floor apartment in San Jose, California, Ed, KM6CG, runs his equipment at reduced power, about 20 watts, on CW, into a 40-meter coaxial dipole. This antenna is strung about the living room and kitchen ceilings. Ed uses the counterpoise as well. With this setup, he's worked about 30 states and two Canadian provinces, and all without TVI. Ed also runs 2-meter packet using a cleverly constructed outside antenna. It consists of a quarter-wave mobile whip. Dangling from the whip is a quarter-wave length of wire, making a half-wave vertical dipole. Ed has secured this antenna so it sticks out the window about 18 inches. I'd like to hear about your station setup or about setups you've had in the past. How many of you have maintained stations in college dormitories? Do you operate one on business trips or vacations from a hotel room? And surely somebody from New York City will someday contribute an article about operating from a high-rise. Now, on to the books. Be on the lookout for a book by Jim Kierman. That's K-E-A-R-M-A-N. Jim Kierman, KR1S. The book's title is Low Profile Amateur Radio, How to Get on the Air from Almost Anywhere. It is at the printers right now and should be available soon for $8 from the ARRL and dealers. Jim tells me that it will deal with keeping a low profile, like a spy, setting up a home station, setting up a station in the field, operating mobile, and so forth, and we'll cover HF, VHF, and UHF. Some simple antennas are included. It will also address RFI. I'll review it as soon as I can get a copy. The title again is Low Profile Amateur Radio by Jim Kierman. By the way, look up a guest column by Zach Lau. His first name is Zach, Z-A-C-K, last name Lau, L-A-U. His call is KH6CP Portable 1. He works at the ARRL, and the article is in the December 1992 issue of QST. It's entitled Limited Space Antennas. As Steve Ford, a QST editor, says, ARRL laboratory engineer Zach Lau has spent many years grappling with the challenge of operating in limited space environments. This is a most informative article about losses, RF fields, tuners, and so forth. You can have great SWR, but crummy radiation. Read this article. That's QST, December 1992, page 85. Okay, folks, let's hear from you. Get a pencil and write down this address. Art Winterbauer, I'll spell my first name, A-R-T. Last name is Winterbauer. W-I-N-T-E-R-B-A-U-E-R. My call again is N0OQS, November 0, Oscar, Quebec, Sierra. The street address is 10047 East Mexico Avenue. That's 10047 East Mexico Avenue, Denver, Colorado, 80231, Denver, Colorado, 80231. My packet address is N0OQS at W0GVT. That's Whiskey Zero Golf Victor Texas dot number sign NECO dot CO dot USA. For those of you on the internet, my internet address is A Winterby, that's AWINTERB, at DU.EDU. I'll give that phonetically, A Winterby at DeltaUniform.EchoDeltaUniform. Reporting from Denver, Colorado, this is Art Winterbauer, N0OQS, for RAIN.
That concludes a column, Condo Communicator, the first of a series of columns voiced and written by Colorado instructor Art Winterbauer, N0OQS. Editorial note, we brought you this piece of ham radio history both to relive some RAIN history from 1993 and to let you know we have lost track of Art for some years and would like to reestablish contact with this school teacher. If you have current info about Art, we would like to hear what he's doing all these 25 years later. Do you write or voice some sort of column you'd like us to help publicize for you? Drop us an email to hap@therainreport.com. That's hap with one P, H-A-P, @therainreport.com. The RAIN Report is copyright 1990-2018 RAIN. All rights are reserved. This hamcast updates Saturday morning on therainreport.com, as well as Saturday evenings on WTWW, shortwave from Lebanon, Tennessee, on 5085 kHz, following the amateur radio newsline around 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Now, for all of you restricted to being condo communicators, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, bidding you very 73 from all of us at the RAIN Report. Keep on hamming!